This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, let's get back to the top story. Rashee Rice, he has been suspended 6 games by the National Football League. It is done. It is no longer speculation. Everything has been signed and agreed to. His suspension starts immediately. He can return on October 13th. That is the full story. I know I am not the only one to have this thought process. Maybe you guys will accuse me of being negative, but it is hard to shake this feeling. You guys know I love a good NBA analogy. We have seen NBA teams that when they can get everybody healthy all at the same time, they really got a chance to win the championship. But for whatever reason, they can't get everything to line up all at one time. Man, the Clippers, they had Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and James Harden all on the same team. Well, then Kawhi couldn't stay healthy, and then something was wrong with Paul George, and then James Harden didn't want to be there anymore. It's just, it was something. The Brooklyn Nets, they had Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving. Maybe there's a common denominator in all of this, but they just couldn't get everything aligned. The Milwaukee Bucks, the Phoenix Suns. Like, I can give you countless of examples in the NBA of teams that had 2 or 3 superstars. They just couldn't all get on the court. They couldn't all be available at the same time. This is a fear that I have with this version of the Chiefs. Last season, offensively, they just couldn't have everything going at one time. It was just kind of a rapid fire whack-a-mole of trying to solve an issue. They would have to solve an offensive line issue. They then solve the offensive line issue. But now their running back's not healthy. Well, now your quarterback runs into your wide receiver. Now he's out for a little bit. Well, your other wide receiver, he dislocated his shoulder during preseason. Now he's out for a little bit. Well, now you get him back. Now this thing has gone wrong. It was just, they never could get everybody healthy, everybody viable, everybody going at the same time. One thing that excited me about the possibility of Rashee Rice playing week one of the NFL season is, I mean, we've spent now, it seems like, 18 months talking about this wide receiver room. Man, can you imagine it? You got Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown. You get all those guys going at the exact same time. Are we going to get a chance to see all of those guys play at the exact same time? And while you have those guys healthy, you also have the left side of your offensive line figured out. You also got Isaiah Pacheco running at a very high level. Like, we didn't get all of those things to line up last year. So just one worry, one fear that I have with this offense as I want to see them turn the corner, and I want to see them get back to being a dominant unit in the National Football League is, I thought the biggest thing last year was just health. I mean, last year the Chiefs were 15th in offense. They're better than that. I know that. You know that. Well, why were they 15th? It's not because they're not good enough at quarterback. It's not because they're not good enough at head coach. They're the best at those two things. It was because of injuries. It was because of offensive line. It was because of things that they could not control. As the offseason has been spent, and they have spent a lot of time about talking about getting back to that explosive, that quick strike, that big punch offense. Well, they're not going to have their second best offensive player for the first 6 weeks of the season against some really good teams with really good defenses and dominant secondaries. We don't got to talk about how good Philadelphia's secondary is. If there's a team that you know, it's them, how good Philadelphia's secondary is. They then go up against Baltimore's secondary. Baltimore's secondary is really, really good. You're going up against a team in the Giants with a really, really good pass rush. Teams that have kind of retooled their defense, so to speak. So I'm just thinking out loud a little bit, and my feeling is just, I wonder if we are going to spend another season of just hoping, man, if the Chiefs could just get everybody healthy, if the Chiefs could just get everybody available, everybody on the same time, man, they could be a top five offense. But at least for the first six games of the season, we know their offense cannot be 100% without having Rashee Rice, and also just based on how football works, everybody that plays in week one ain't playing in week seven. We know that. Who is that going to be? Is that an injury on the left side of the offensive line? Is it an injury on the right side? Does Isaiah Pacheco stay healthy? Does Hollywood Brown stay healthy? Are we ever going to get to see the Chiefs offense as they envision it with everybody there? So, Rob, one thing I was looking forward to was having that possibility. We now know, at least for the first six games of the season, that is not realistic because Rashee Rice is not going to be there.
I can't remember the exact day, but I remember it was last week. We were on the show, and me and you came to the same conclusion, same agreement. Chiefs, there is no excuse this offense. It's time to hit the ground running. All the excuse making is done. I want to see this offense at full capability. I remember we had this conversation, and we even said, Rashee Rice will not be suspended early in the season. So yeah, come out of the gate hot. You're talking about being more explosive, this, that, and the other. It's time. A week of shows have passed, and now it's, okay, well, we still expect more explosiveness, but here comes a reason why we won't see it yet. And you're right. Hollywood Brown's back of his football reference card says he might miss a game this season. So maybe we might not see it then. Like, what if an offensive lineman gets hurt? You never know. Maybe that hurts the explosiveness. I just feel like every time you and me and fans and people, maybe even Brett Veach and Andy Reid get fired up for, oh man, we're finally going to see it. The vision on paper is coming to fruition. Something has happened to stop the vision from coming to fruition, and it seems to have halted the Chiefs' offense in its tracks. Like last year, the Chiefs' offense was, 16th in scoring, I believe? It was middle of the pack by every metric.
Yeah, 15th.
Jalen Royals, according to Nate Taylor, might go on the IR.
I'm not as worried about Royals because, like, so someone here on the text line says, CDOT, isn't that every team in the NFL? That wasn't Philadelphia last year. Major reason why Philadelphia won the Super Bowl is they didn't have those issues last year. Saquon Barkley ran for 2,000 yards last year. A.J. Brown played 14 games last year. Devontae Smith was healthy. Their left tackle, their right tackle was healthy. Just think about how remarkable it is what the Chiefs were able to accomplish with the amount of injuries that they had last year. They didn't have their number one running back basically healthy from October on. They didn't have their number one wide receiver healthy from October on. They didn't have their number two wide receiver healthy for basically the entire regular season last year. Like the Chiefs, the offense that we envision, their ideal depth chart, it never really came to fruition last year. We never got to see what the completely healthy, everybody available Kansas City Chiefs looked like at any point last year. Even in week one of the NFL season, because they didn't have Hollywood. That's why, to kind of move this discussion forward, if you're asking me right now, man, who needs to step up in these first handful of games? It's Hollywood Brown. It's Hollywood Brown. It's time. He was physically unable to perform early in the season last year because of the shoulder injury. He got off to a very delayed start and then joined the team basically around Christmas time. I understand why his season was a little bit disjointed. The Chiefs brought him back on a one-year deal. They brought him back for a one-year deal like this. I think we've always known that the Rashee Rice suspension was kind of hanging over this team and that there was a chance that he wasn't going to be there for week one. Hollywood Brown is in what, year six of his NFL career? You're on a second one-year deal. You're kind of looking to get that big contract. You haven't gotten it yet. Man, bouncing back and being the Hollywood that played with Lamar Jackson, being that same receiver who played early on with Kyler Murray, man, the Chiefs could really use that. If you want the Chiefs to evolve past the dink and dunk kind of offense the way that they've been the last couple of years, man, a lot of that is Hollywood Brown has to return back to the player that he was, and they have to get that explosiveness. They have to get that big play. You got it in one person in Xavier Worthy. Having that guy on the other side that can help stretch the field, that can help be a yards after catch guy, and can make plays over the middle of the field, they just didn't have that guy consistently opposite of Xavier Worthy last year. If you're telling me that Hollywood Brown's going to be healthy and available, he's the guy that I'm looking on to step up early. I'm not counting on Jalen Royals, a guy who played at a P5 school last year as a mid-round draft pick. We've seen enough Chiefs football to know that's not the guy you can count on in September. You maybe can later in the season as he's developed and gets more comfortable in the offense. You're not counting on your fourth round receiver in the early part of the season. You need to be counting on your 28-year-old veteran wide receiver to step in day one against good football teams and be a difference maker.
Define step up for Hollywood Brown, because one of the reasons about Jalen Royals is the room took another hit, because it is. I'm not saying he was a 1,000-yard breakout rookie of the year candidate. I didn't think that. But him going to IR potentially, according to Nate Taylor, if he didn't practice yet, potentially makes that room look a lot different on paper now without Jalen Royals. Now it's Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, probably not in that order. And then it's Juju Smith-Schuster, Nico Remigio, Jason Brownlee. That's your wide receiver group for week one, assuming that, you know, Royals ends up on IR. Like, I agree with you. It falls on Hollywood Brown to step up. What statistically does step up look like for him? Because I would tell you that one year that everyone points to where he was just a star and the Ravens traded him before his contract expired, I don't think that player exists anymore. I think that player is an anomaly. So what does step up look like? Because, or maybe it's Xavier Worthy. But
I wish I could answer your question. I just don't know, because we've never seen. He's never been healthy in this offense for me to be able to answer that question of what it looks like for Hollywood Brown. I don't have a frame of reference. I can't answer that question for you. I'm telling you right now, out of all the receivers that we think are going to be healthy for week one, outside of Xavier Worthy, was removing him from this conversation, he by far and away has the highest ceiling of all of those players. Now, Tyquan Thornton might end up being a help, but you and I both would be surprised if Tyquan Thornton had 100 yards receiving next Friday. I'd be a little surprised. Now, could Tyquan Thornton have 3 catches for 45 yards and a touchdown? Of course he could do that. I'd be surprised if he had a big day. Hollywood could have 8 catches for 95 yards and a touchdown. He could have 3 catches for 17 yards and be a non-factor in the game. Like, he is a major X-factor offensively for this team. He needs to be a positive. He needs to be a difference maker. I'm not worried about Xavier Worthy. They'll just put him back in the same role that he was in last year. He got really hot the last 10 games of the season, very similar to Rashee Rice. He will run very similar routes, have a very similar role. If this team is trying to find that explosive, down-the-field, big-time playmaker, that person needs to be Hollywood Brown in this offense. You're healthy. You're available. There are no more excuses for you in this offense. It's time to see what that looks like. We can take you guys' phone call on this, 913-586-7965. We'll also play a chunk of Nate Taylor. He was on the show earlier today. We have now found out the news. Rashee Rice is going to miss the first 6 games of the season by suspension. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let me tell you guys that Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and also on Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Someone just texted in to continue the conversation that we were having before the break. We'll play the best of Nate Taylor coming up in just a little bit. C-Dot, maybe I'll end up eating my words, but I truly believe next week that Tyquan Thornton will have more yards than Brownlee, Remigio, and Juju. I don't think that's a bad take at all. I guess, at least for me, in the point of this conversation, just talking about like what I think the ceiling can be and how good I think their offense can be, is if we are going to call Breshard Smith the Jerick McKinnon type, for example, I think Tyquan Thornton is DeMarcus Robinson. I think DeMarcus Robinson was a good, viable receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I know we like to make fun about the running backwards, and yes, it was funny. But, I mean, I'm looking at it. In 2019, DeMarcus Robinson had 32 catches for 449 yards. In 2020, the COVID season, he had 45 catches for 466 yards. If you were telling me that that's the contribution you get from Tyquan Thornton, great. Sign me up for that if that's the case. At least I believe this. I think that Hollywood just has a much higher ceiling than that. I think that I'm not sure, honestly, if there is a player on the team that there is a wider variance of how their season could go more than Hollywood Brown. Like, if you let me look into the future, if you told me that Hollywood Brown gets hurt in the second game of the season and we just don't see him again, I don't know how you could be that surprised if that's the case and that's how his Chiefs career ends. I also wouldn't be surprised if Hollywood Brown had 900 yards receiving this year for the Chiefs. He has a contract year, a big season, and is really, really critical to the Chiefs' success. I don't know if there is a player that kind of has that wide of a range of what he can be. We have never seen healthy Hollywood Brown in this offense. Not at any point last season. He got hurt on the first drive of preseason. He then showed up around Christmas time. We have never seen what we just saw
a normal training camp, a normal preseason, days to recover and get your body right and ready, and then time to perform in the early part of the season. I'm excited to see what that could possibly look like. And if you were telling me that the Chiefs are, again, not going to have their number one pass catching option and their number one wide receiver, one of the top, 25 wide receivers in the National Football League, and we're subscribing to the next man up mentality, which you have to, it's football. Man, the next man up in this situation has to be Hollywood Brown. This isn't a Nico Remigio. This isn't a Jason Brownlee. No, you need your big time players, and I use big time relative, at least when talking about him in this context, but you need these guys to step up and perform. You need Hollywood to be a difference maker in these first couple of games, especially again, going up against the teams that you're going up against in their secondary. Like, you're going up against Philadelphia. They got legitimate dogs in that secondary. You're going up against Baltimore. Got legitimate dogs in that secondary. That's not a game that I'm relying on Jason Brownlee. You need Hollywood to step up. You need Hollywood to make plays and be a difference maker and help you stretch the field. So that's the guy that I'm going to be looking to. That's the guy that I'm going to be holding accountable for these first six games of the season to stay healthy, to be on the field, to be a difference maker, to be that veteran presence, and also help them stretch out the field and have more explosive plays in their offense.
Maybe I'm speaking for you here, but it sounds like you are viewing Tyquan Thornton as a little bit of found money. If you turn him a failed second-round pick from another team who at one point was considered on the roster bubble at the beginning of camp, made the roster, and you turn him into DeMarcus Robinson, that's found money. That's,
I think he could be a little bit better than that, and I only bring that up, and sorry to cut you off, I only bring that up is just because he just, A, you were in a bad quarterback situation. You've been on the Patriots for the last couple of years, and you just, he's never stayed healthy. Like, if you look at Tyquan Thornton's career, I mean, the last two seasons, he played in six games last year. Tyquan Thornton only had eight targets last year. He might get eight targets in the first two games this season of the Chiefs if he stays healthy this year. So if he can stay healthy and be on the field, I think he has very quickly developed a rapport, and I think the offense trusts him. I think he will get opportunities. I also just want to be realistic at what I think his ceiling is. I think his ceiling is the best version of Byron Pringle and DeMarcus Robinson. So somewhere between 400 to 500 yards, I think that's what he is. That's not what gets you to be a top five offense this year. That's not what gets you to stretch the field. Hollywood, Xavier Worthy, and getting Rashee Rice back at some point, that combination and getting those guys back, that's what gets you back to being one of the more explosive offenses in the league.
That was my exact point. If we're viewing Tyquan Thorne as found money, like if you turn a failed, like I don't think we even talked about when he got added to the practice squad last year, it wasn't a big story. If you turn him into Byron Pringle, that's a win for the Chiefs. But that's not going to be the guy you look to for explosiveness and how this offense gets back to being an MVP-level Mahomes offense. I know that asking for them to be 2018 is an outlandish and probably grabbable, not something they can achieve as a team. But this team could be the 2022 offense, and if they're going to do that, Hollywood Brown has to be good. Or Juju Smith-Schuster has to find the fountain of youth, or Xavier Worthy has to become a star. Like, there are options, I think. You're putting it all on Hollywood Brown. I think there are options of guys who have to step up to fill this Rashee Rice void. But if this team is going to be explosive in those first 6 weeks where they don't have Rashee Rice, it's not going to be because Tyquan Thornton has a nice start. Having him have a nice start's great. It's foul money. Everyone's happy about it. But if this team's going to be explosive and dynamic and a better offense in these first 6 weeks, then Juju finds the fountain of youth. Xavier Worthy takes the step forward. I mean, he was a 680-yard guy last year. Maybe he turns into a 1,000-yard guy this year with targets. Maybe, I don't know. Either he steps up or Hollywood Brown, the idea of him turns into the idea we've thought about, and he turns into an actual productive NFL player in this offense. But for me, it falls on one of those three guys. It doesn't fall on Tyquan Thornton. I view him as a little bit of found money. And maybe that's just a semantics argument, but he's Byron Pringle. He's great. But if you're in week three saying, man, this offense is explosive because of Tyquan Thornton, I think that's an indictment on Worthy, Brown, and Juju.
I also think one of the ways to get that explosiveness back is just getting it back in the run game and just having a little bit of a home run capability, which I think you can have if you have a healthy version of Isaiah Pacheco. Earlier today on the show, we were joined by Nate Taylor. Our conversation started with, I think the six games is a fair amount when you consider everything at hand.
You could say traditional, more conservative approach. Again, I think from a – now, again, the Player Association, not in the best light at this moment. They got their own things to, you know, do and get settled from an organizational standpoint. So let's say if the Players Union was better positioned, right, you could have presented a case that was somewhat opposite of what you just said. Yes, even though Deshaun Watson did not plead to anything, and even though these things were not on video, it is different because it obviously includes, like, if the policy is six games, and again, this is, we're mostly talking hypothetical now, but given what the policy is, like, are we equating domestic violence? Are we equating speeding? Are we, like, you're just going through the entire thing and sort of saying, like, okay, what is the actual precedent? That's why you should have, in one way, the argument, have the disciplinary hearing, because Sue Robinson is not with the NFL, right? As I've told you before, Carrington, and everyone who listens, when it comes to suspensions, this is mostly a Roger Goodell thing, right? What Roger Goodell has in terms of power is a lot, right? So the only thing he's actually given up in terms of power is letting an actual arbiter, Sue Robinson or someone else, be appointed to look at both sides of the argument to find a true common ground. Now, hey, if we know that the league wanted 10 games and we know that the league wanted 8 games, well, okay, I guess 6 is understandable, much of what you're saying. And I think the player also, too, wants to move forward because he knew he was looking at either a 4-game suspension or a 6-game suspension. Technically, is it easier to come back knowing that you're suspended now? One could argue, sure. But at the same time, I could say, hey, if you come through the season and you play really well early on and you have this hearing, well, now you have a chance to sort of rest your body and get ready for the postseason. So there's a number of ways to go about this. I don't think there's a wrong answer. I just knew that the best possible scenario for Rashee Rice was 4 games, having to play 4 games before he got to the hearing. Instead, he chose to go the opposite direction. And the Chiefs, as we saw yesterday, sort of managed their own 53-man roster with that in mind because they had to have known this is probably where Rashee was thinking. And it makes, you know, in terms of legal fees, it makes it a little bit easier on him from a financial standpoint with him knowing he can come back in, the middle of October, essentially.
I wish we had gotten the 53-man roster during the show because I think the Chiefs basically told us that this was coming. They were carrying 8 wide receivers. They were not going to have 8 wide receivers for week 1 of the NFL season. I think they knew that this was being worked out and they were within 24 hours of having the answer on what was going to happen with Rashee Rice. I also think just based on reports, it sounds like Jalen Royals is going to go to the injured reserve list. So it sounds to me like I know they had 8 initial wide receivers. It sounds like they're about to be at 6 by close of business Friday.
Correct. Now, I haven't been told exactly that Jalen Rose will go on IR, but look, he hasn't practiced in a long time, and he's not going to be ready for week 1. So, hey, he's a rookie. Let's take care of your body now. We don't need to rush you, obviously, because we have 8 receivers. And even when you come back, potentially, 4 to 6 weeks later, that's also the same time Rashee Rice will come back. So, again, you can manage the roster moving forward at a later date instead of having to carry 8. And that would make it really tricky in terms of, hey, who's actually going to be dressed against the Chargers? Well, now we know. It'll usually be 5. It might be 6, depending on what they want to do from a special team standpoint. But you're right. This was the first sort of indication that, hey, the only reason why you would keep 8 receivers, which no other team would do, is because, you know, one of your guys could be suspended or agree to a suspension at any point before now and September 30th.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor of ESPN, getting his thoughts on the news. Rashee Rice has accepted a 6-game suspension. He is going to miss the first 6 games of the season. I guess in line with this, it sounds like you and I are on the same page. I don't see any scenario that they are bringing in another wide receiver. This is the group for the next 6 weeks.
Yes. I know it's interesting because there was a little chatter today amongst me and some of my colleagues that, hey, Mecole Hardman got cut yesterday. What do you say, guys? I mean, they've already brought back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know, would he walk through that door? Well, that's something that could happen later in the season. But, yes, for right now, Nico Remigio has made the team. Tyquan Thornton has made the team. And those two guys deserve a ton of credit because they did everything that was asked of them in the offseason, in training camp, and the preseason. So I don't see much changing because – of Friday's preseason finale and what we saw Tyquan Thornton do, obviously the deep ball, 58-yard completion, well, hey, we can line him up on the outside, and we've proven to you just 2 weeks ago, Los Angeles, he's a real threat from that position, right? So even though we might not have our yak man in the middle of the field running from the slot in Rashee Rice, we still have Nico Remigio, who's an above-average return specialist, and we have Tyquan Thornton, who is a true boundary receiver who can take the top over the secondary with this kind of quarterback if you give him time and if you protect him.
I think if you were just laying out the teams, you're laying out the schedules, you also lay out the division that all three of those teams are in, I think you have to consider Buffalo to be the favorite to get the one seed in the AFC. So having Rashee Rice back in theory for that game, that's the middle part of the season. Hopefully you're trending in the right direction. I think the number one responsibility for all parties were to get him available for that game. So I think it all ended up working out. Like, I really think you can argue that every side got what they wanted. The NFL got a, this is a real suspension. You missed six games. This is a real suspension.
This is a third of the season, ladies and gentlemen, a third. Yes.
And you also took real money out of his pocket for the Chiefs. You have him available for the biggest game. He also gets more time to recover from his injury. This ended up working for everybody.
And I'm so glad you make this point and you framed it this way, Carrington, because, again, we all work for somebody, right? Same thing goes for Rashee Rice. Hey, I know you got lawyers. I know you could push this to September 30th. And, hey, you might actually have a pretty strong case, one that might be winnable to where it could go from, again, six games to five or to four. But, look, as your employer, you just hit the nail on the head, Carrington. Look, man, you're coming back from a significant knee injury. And, hey, you looked great last Friday in the preseason finale against the Chicago Bears. But, dog, we pay you for November, December, January, and middle of February. That is what his employer essentially told him. Hey, trust Andy Reid. Trust Matt Nagy. Trust Patrick Mahomes. We got Travis Kelce, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, Tyquan Thornton, Noah Gray, don't forget about him. We just talked about the two running backs. So, hey, Pacheco does look better this year than he did coming back from the injury last year. And, hey, Kareem Hunt is another year in the offense, had a full offseason. It's essentially his employer saying, please trust us that when you come back, we're going to get you right and get you ready for a limited role against the Raiders in Week 7. We're going to slowly go from there. And the Buffalo Bills have no tape of you from last season. And whatever tape they're going to look at in September and October won't freaking matter because you weren't on the field. And who knows what's going on with Travis? Who knows what's going on with Patrick, the offensive line? Like, you will be the new element to the offense that can either complete it or push it forward to where the offense can be a more dynamic unit. This season, ladies and gentlemen, comes down to one thing. The offense has to better support the defense because the defense this year being asked to be the leading unit for a third straight year is, I would say, unconscionable, right? Even though they made all these draft picks, it really does come down to, can you protect Mahomes? Can you give him enough time to do those marvelous highlights? And really, this is the last chance you have of Rashee Rice. I truly believe this, of Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce available to manipulate the defense to give Patrick easier reads to get the ball out of his hands quicker. And because of that, defense is going to have to play you differently, which means you actually have weapons to hit them over the top, i.e. Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy, and Tyquan Thornton. So we all work for somebody. The Chiefs have to be thrilled. Hey, we would have loved if it was four, but we didn't want that four to, you know, complicate things in the middle of the season as we get ready to play what I call real football. And ladies and gentlemen, real football is when it starts to get cold outside. When you start seeing who's the good teams in the standings, when you're competing for a division. And oh, by the way, that literally starts when the Chiefs play the Buffalo Bills.
I've never seen a team that just they just bring back everybody that they know. It's almost like the Chiefs only know like 100 NFL players. Like, they just have no frame of anybody else. Like, anytime when it comes, like, they don't claim other teams' players. Whenever guys hit free agency, they just bring back guys that know the system. It is just remarkable to see. And I haven't got a chance to talk to you about this. We talked about this on the show. One thing that just amazes me about the Chiefs is how many guys leave the Chiefs organization and just cannot function outside of Kansas City. Like Mecole Hardman, he has played in and made big plays for the Chiefs. The Jets basically said, we don't think you can play. The Packers, he can't even make their 53-man roster, but he catches the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl for the Chiefs. It doesn't make any sense.
Right, dude, it's incredible. I'm so happy you brought this up because I've been laughing too when I'm in my car listening to the show, because it's like, hey, I don't know if ESPN will let me write this story, but I want to pitch it to you so that maybe I'll pitch it to my editor, Ethan, right? Dog, they have literally started treating the practice squad basically like an extension of the coaching staff. Hey, Mike Edwards, you've had a great career, dog. You've lost a little bit of a step, and look, we're trying to teach these young guys, right? We're trying to see what we still got with Tamari Connor and Brian Cook and Jaden Hicks. Hey, can you be Tree Rollins? Can you just be on the practice squad and be an assistant coach to Dave Merritt? Hey, Clyde, so happy you still want to be in the show? Love you. You're a great guy for the locker room. Hey, Clyde, let me introduce you to Breshard Smith, right? He's got all the juice. He's got all the receiving skills. Hey, can he be in your shadow for the next however many weeks you're here on the practice squad? I mean, they just did the same thing to Robert Tonyan. Hey, Robert Tonyan, I mean, there's just no way we could have cut Jared Wiley. We've invested multiple years in this man. He's a draft pick. But what you can do, son, is tell him what he needs to be doing out there in practice to get ready for the games, so that when it's December and he's never played in this type of game, he can rely on you as his assistant coach to the assistant Tom Melvin. Come on, man. It is hilarious that you could tell me Mecole Hardman will be back. You could tell me Willie Gay will be back. You could tell me Sky Moore will be back this season, and I would totally understand why they're doing it, because they're all assistant coaches who can still play football at a relatively high level, just not at, you know, starting level. So the NFL has allowed these practice squads to expand to, what, 16 spots, 16, 14 spots? Yeah, half those spots are just assistant coaches in uniform, just if there's an injury or just if there's some scenario where we need to call you up. Tonyan had a great preseason, Carrington. Hey, dog, when this suspension goes through, we might elevate you, but at the same time, your number one job is to teach Jared Wiley.
That was Nate Taylor of ESPN joining us on the show earlier today. We'll get back to Rashee Rice coming up in just a bit. You know what? From reading the text line, I think I've figured out the analogy of who I think the text line is sometimes. I think you guys will appreciate this analogy. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. I'm starting to realize that we continuously get hoodwinked. I'm starting to realize that. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, a couple of things, then we'll get back to Rashee Rice. This gentleman on the text line is very mad at me for, I don't really know the reason, but I'm starting to pick up on this. Sometimes you guys get really mad at me when I think other teams are good. And this is the analogy that I'll make. Now, some of you have a lady like this. You might not want to admit it, but you know that your girlfriend or wife acts like this. You love your wife and you think your wife is absolutely beautiful. Have you ever just mentioned that you think somebody else is attractive and then she gets really mad and defensive all of a sudden? So what are you trying to say? I just, the girl on the television, she's cute. So I'm not cute. I didn't say that. I think she's attractive. So why don't you go be with her? She's just on the television. How can I be with her? I'm here with you. We've been married for 12 years. I'm just telling you that I think she also is attractive. I think the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC, but I also think that Buffalo and Baltimore are good. So the gentleman on the text line, why he's really mad, this is why he's mad. He said, quit riding Buffalo. What about the Bills are better than last year? How can you say this? I'm tired of all the shows on 610 falling for this. They made no improvements. This is my only feeling on Buffalo. I think Buffalo is in an easier division than both Kansas City and Baltimore. I also think that Buffalo has a tremendous advantage that we think there are three legitimate contenders in the AFC. We think there are three. They all play each other this year. Buffalo has both of those games at home this year. Baltimore has both of those games on the road. That's a disadvantage for Baltimore, that they have to go to Buffalo and to Kansas City. They also have to play in a tougher division than the Bills do. So if you were saying right now who is most likely to be the one seed, Baltimore, to me, I think it'd be very, very difficult for Baltimore to win more games than both Kansas City and Buffalo for that reason. I'm looking at Buffalo's schedule. Like, their schedule, it's just easier than the Chiefs' schedule. I mean, listen to this stretch. Think about how the Chiefs have to kick off their season this year. You guys know the Chiefs' schedule, but we can go through it just for a little bit anyway. The first six games of the season for Kansas City. So the games that Rashee Rice is going to miss, this is who Kansas City plays. The Chargers, Philadelphia, on the road against the Giants, Baltimore, on the road against Jacksonville, Detroit. So they play double-digit win team, playoff team from last year, Super Bowl winning team, Baltimore, very good team last year, third best team in the AFC, Detroit, number one seed from the NFC. This is who Buffalo plays. Home against Baltimore, on the road against the Jets, home against the Dolphins. You think the Dolphins could be the worst team in the league. Rob thinks they could be the worst team in the league. Home against the Dolphins, home against the Saints, home against the Patriots.
The Saints might be actually somehow worse than the Dolphins. I don't think much of the Dolphins.
At Atlanta. So I'm simply just making an observation based on the schedule. Buffalo's schedule is built in a way for them to just really gobble up wins this year. And that's why, back to Rashee Rice, back to the Chiefs, like, why it's so important for Rashee Rice to be back for the Buffalo game is winning that game for the Chiefs is a tremendous advantage if you can go on the road and steal it. Because I find it kind of hard to believe that I think it's going to be hard to win more games than Buffalo this year. I just think they're going to be a very good team. And you could potentially just not own the tiebreaker. So if Kansas City wins 13 games this year and Buffalo wins 13 games this year and you lost the one game to them, and now that's the difference in hosting the AFC Championship game and going on the road for the AFC Championship game, that's my only point about Buffalo. I think the Chiefs are better than them. I think they've proven that over time. I'm just pointing out that maybe, possibly, Buffalo could be good. I mean, they've been good for the last 4 years or so, and quite possibly they have an advantage heading into the season because their schedule is just noticeably easier than Kansas City's. This is a tough schedule, especially off the rip. This is tough. This is a tough way to, if Buffalo is anything less than 5-1 to kick off the first six games of the season, something went terribly wrong. They're too good and the schedule is too light. I know people are really high on New England heading into the season. I don't like New England to go on the road on Sunday Night Football to beat the Bills that early. I'm not buying it. I'm just not a believer. I don't think the Miami's good enough to beat them. I don't think the New Orleans is good enough to beat them. The Jets, I don't even know who their quarterback is. Justin Fields. Or, no, I don't know who it is.
Don't be hating on Justin Fields over there.
I don't know who he is. That's my only point about Buffalo. I think they're good. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
I guess, first and foremost, I reject the notion by the texter that we somehow on the station, all of us come together and discuss the Bills as the favorite. The Chiefs are the favorite in the AFC. They are. They may not be the favorite to win the Super Bowl because I think that's the Eagles, because the NFC is softer than the AFC and the Eagles have shown they are one of those type of teams. But I reject the premise that there is some, you know, large notion that the Bills are the favorite. But you are spot on accurate and your analogy is perfect. We are allowed to point out other teams that are good. It doesn't mean that we think they're better than the Chiefs or that, you know, we're pandering or anything. Other teams are good. You're right. The Ravens schedule actually might be more difficult than the Chiefs. No. I think the Ravens got a lot better this offseason. I think they're very good. Yeah, it doesn't mean they can beat the Chiefs.
I think the Ravens schedule is the hardest out of the three of them just because of what we mentioned with those two and just their division, I think, is tough.
I also think they have the most talent. I think the Ravens made the biggest jump this offseason, but they have the hardest schedule. That's the NFL, though. Like, I love their first-round pick. I love their Lamar Jackson might have had an MVP type of season. I still think they're less than the Chiefs, but the schedule matters. But saying the Ravens are good is not an indictment on the Chiefs. Other teams are allowed to be good. Does that mean, and again, I'm speaking to the texter here, are we only allowed to say the Eagles are good, everyone else stinks? Because there's only one team we can mention.
That might be true. Someone else said, C-Dot, you can't just sit there and talk about attractive women in front of your girlfriend or wife. Terrible analogy. I'm here to say there's some of you guys out there that has never been an issue for you. Your wife just doesn't care. Like, you can tell your wife that you think Eva Mendez is attractive. I don't think she feels threatened by that. I don't know if you can be at Texas Roadhouse and say, hey, I think our waitress is kind of hot. I think that might pose a little bit of a problem for you. But I'm telling you, you can look. Now, some of you got a wife. She don't really care that much if you think that Sydney Sweeney is attractive. She probably thinks so, too. I mean, I think so as well. Some we can bond over. We have that in common, I would say. That's something I'm 100% agree with you. All right. I have a very quick thought, and I promise you we'll get back to Rashee Rice. This affects all of us. Have you guys started to notice the scheme? I didn't really start noticing it until last year. How is it that at the beginning of every football season, Fox or CBS have a problem with the streamers? Have you noticed this, Rob? Every year to kick off the season, hey, I mean, you guys might not be able to watch Monday Night Football. Wait, what? I didn't do anything. I pay my YouTube TV bill every month. Just direct deposit. I don't pay. I don't even worry about it. I have to watch television. How is it at the beginning of every year? Now it's Fox. Hey, you know that Texas-Ohio State game that's coming up? You might not be able to watch it. Wait, I didn't do anything. That's you guys' problem to figure it out. You guys didn't figure it out last year when you did the exact same thing. ESPN, you're telling me that what kind of agreements are you reaching with these streamers? How long is the agreement for? 2 weeks? You telling me that you guys are signing these 7-year college football playoff contracts and you got a 7-week deal with Spectrum? How is that possible? They do this every single year. They're trying to get us. Fox was pulling this same nonsense yesterday. I mean, hey, you guys might not be able to watch Big Noon. Wait, why? Oh, now you guys reached a short-term agreement so you can have more time to negotiate the law. Why don't you just figure it out? This stuff already, you guys all, what, you always pass it to us anyway. I'm already expecting that email from YouTube TV. Well, because of changes in the market, we now got to add an extra $3. That's the fourth time this year you guys have increased the bill. If I'm complaining, that's fine, but they keep doing that to us. Well, I mean, you know, you might not be able to watch the Chiefs. Why? What did I do? I just want to watch television. That's it. Why has it gotten so complicated? I know. And then they know you'll be mad. Like, if I'm sitting there and I can't watch Texas, Ohio State, you know I'm going to be mad. You guys, they do this every single time and we fall for it. Time Warner, Spectrum, Xfinity, all of these, they fall for it every single time. It makes absolutely no sense. Coming up at the top of the hour, let's get back to the top story. Rashee Rice, he has been suspended for the first 6 games of the season. I'll give you my reaction. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.